The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadman, with you on this Wednesday, 28 June 2017. You know, when I was a kid, I used to wonder what it was going to be like living in the 21st century. I guess I found out. Also, if I would have had my druthers, I would have much rather been born, say, mid-19th century, all things being equal. I'm sorry? Flying cars are coming? They weren't talking about the last century or the century before. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John. Fun show today, buddy. This is exciting. And happy Wednesday to you, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
I called real quick because I missed the first part, and I kept hearing this Brad Pitt thing, so I had to go figure out what it was. And the link I got from Snopes about the story, it linked to a website that was archive.is. You know what that is, right?
No, I don't.
.is is Israel.
Well, maybe they're...
Yes, so I had to call you because I was like...
Well, oh, wait a minute. Well, wait a minute here. So they're putting out their own propaganda? Is that the idea? Or they ran that story because they picked it up and they don't like it? Which
you
is
know,
it?
Well, that's tough to say.
Yeah. Well, see, and I did the Snopes thing and they said they couldn't verify the story. And if Snopes doesn't clamp down on something that they perceive to be anti-Semitic because it's run by a bunch of liberals, well, then if it passes their smell test, chances are it's legitimate.
Right. So when you and I went to Snopes because I heard one of your callers talk about it, so I went over there, and when I scrolled down, there was the link to the original story, and the archive is kind of like the Wayback Machine. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen that website?
No.
So it grabs snapshots of every website throughout everywhere, and it holds on to them, and you can access things from the 90s and whatever through the Wayback Machine, and this archive is the same thing.
Okay.
So, but this particular one happened to be sponsored by .is.
Are you sure that wasn't .isis?
Funny how that's Israeli Secret Intelligence Service, isn't it?
Isn't that bizarre? And I wouldn't have known that unless I saw a clip that was... And I don't know who got it and how they accessed it, but it was going back, I think it was sometime in the late 90s, where the subject came up about addressing Israel, and if you wanted to address Israel, how do you address them? And, you know, that's what the topic of conversation that was started on C-SPAN, and it came out that ISIS, well, they didn't say ISIS, they weren't comparing the modern-day ISIS, but they said, Israel responded, well, if you want to get a hold of our security apparatus or anything to do with the security of Israel, that's the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. And I went, uh-oh, bingo.
And I saw that clip, and they called it ISIS at the time.
Yeah, and there seemed to be immediately afterwards a little bit of confusion. Then they start calling it ISIL or ISIS. And then they just dropped it all together.
Everything is right in front of us if we're willing to look and willing to embrace the horror.
Oh, God. You know, do I get bonus points here for Dancing with the Devil in the Pale Moonlight?
Well, maybe it buys you another year.
Maybe it does.
Right on, brother. Have a good show.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks. Glenn in Philadelphia. Philadelphia Freedom. What's going on?
Yes. Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey, actually, I think I adjust this speaker here, and I'm afraid it might be a little too loud.
That's okay. We compensate on our end.
Alrighty. You don't need to coin the term Remembrance Day, because we already have a word for this. It would be your birth anniversary. It's, you know, an anniversary. Observe once a year your birth anniversary, if you wanted to, you know, make it something different.
Well, anniversary, that's an often used term, and that commemorates, you know, the anniversary of your wedding. And
no, not your wedding. That's a wedding anniversary.
No. I got that. I think I know the difference between a birthday and an anniversary day. But what am I?
No. Anniversary doesn't just apply to weddings. Anniversary is anything that is observed once annually.
Yeah, but I understand your point. But don't you think Remembrance Day is kind of unique, and it doesn't go back into the, well, every year that rolls around, that's an anniversary year?
Well, it's anything that's observed once a year. But it seems especially, like, I'm just kind of trying to figure out why you're nitpicking linguistically on this. It seems especially incongruous coming from a guy who thinks lackadaisical is a word. People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, John. I mean...
Oh, so is it Glenn, is this a greasy call?
No, it's like a greasy spoon is a diner, actually, John. A greasy spoon is actually a...
Okay, just send a donation and don't call anymore. Goodbye, Glenn.
Goodbye.
Evidently, I'm this guy's entertainment. He does this every damn time he calls in, and I'm hoping one of these times he calls in with something of value, because he sure as hell does waste people's time. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
I'm still not laying at your feet and licking your toes or reading in the newspaper.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Can we do anything about
that? You said you had a dog named Andy.
Yeah, okay, Andy, but I'm having a hard time understanding you. It sounds like you're using a cell phone through a tin can and a string.
Can you hear me now?
Kind of. Okay, go ahead. Try it again.
Okay, so here's my thought. I think we should be protesting all around this country, but not in the usual places. I think we should be in front of the school districts, the college superintendents' places and stuff, because we need to be protesting about these people teaching our kids the untruth. They're not teaching the reality. And they're the ones creating these snowflakes who are out there saying all this BS about how we should do this and accept these Muslims and all this stuff. They've taught them to do that in the school. The indoctrination is just far past what we can handle here. And so the real protest should be out in front of the schools, because that's really where they're doing all their damage is our kids are coming out of these schools, and all they care about is what the government wants. And I just think we need to do something about that. This entire school system is just trash. And we're not going to get anywhere. I mean, if snowflakes are our future, we're in trouble, because they're going to melt at some point.
Well, but here's the problem. Once that infection takes place, there's only a couple of ways you can remedy and fix that. You cannot defend against people within your own country, within your own gates, if you will, ever going back or retracting or just sitting down. And this is the point that I failed to make in the first hour. That a lot of people have this idea that because I'm a Christian, we've got this rich Christian heritage in this country, and that everybody was Christian, and they weren't, and they absolutely were not. There's, you know, I've been learning a lot about the Old West. You know, that an old joke years ago was what was that Gunsmoke that ran for I don't know how many years, and there, you know, people make jokes about it. Well, one of the jokes was. Mr. Dillon, you better get it on down the Long Branch. And he said, Festus, where do you think I've been getting it? You know, I mean, but that was true. But she was portrayed on TV as just being this nice mom-like girl that looked out after the, you know, the good Marshall Dillon and half the town. Well, that's not the way she was looking after them. She was, she, She was a hooker.
Yes, she was.
You know, and you know, it, people just seem to, at one point in time, Andy, in this country, we had people that had the ability to leave well enough alone. Because as long as their interests were being met, they were free, they were able to contract, they could do, go, say, whatever they wanted to do, and do it without infringement or anybody impugning their position on them, it worked. But now what we have is the crazy Marxists that don't know, and I won't say that all of them don't know this, the majority of them don't. That's why you can drill down on them and blow their little heads right off their shoulders, because all they can do is recite bumper sticker stuff. They cannot think. They have no root in history. They don't know what makes the clock tick. They don't even know when it started ticking. The only thing they know is what somebody just told them 5 minutes ago, and they repeat it. But drill down into them, all it resorts to is anger, because they've got nothing. They can't even present an argument.
Exactly. Well, could you imagine, let's go back to Matt Dillon in Gunsmoke and whatnot. Could you imagine if the sheriff was required to license people to ride horses or buggies, or you had to have a tag on your canoe when you went out down the river and stuff? Can you even imagine that back in that particular time? And that's just an epiphany of what we're going through right now. I mean, everything you do has to be licensed and sanctioned by the government.
Well, and you've heard me before reference, I've got photographs here of the state capitol when it was first built, and then there was a couple of renditions later. But there was one picture in particular with the current, when they had just built the current state house down in Austin. And here's all the horses and buggies out there. And I was looking at the picture one day, just walking by and just stopping and musing at it and looking. And, you know, I'm looking at all the horses, and I thought, gee, who had to pick up all that horse dew? And I saw the buggies there, and I'm looking at the buggies, and I'm going, wait a minute. There's no license plates riveted on these horses' butts. There's no license plates hanging on these, you know. And where people with live animals that have the ability to become rather uncontrollable, and if they get away from you, they can wreak all kinds of havoc. And I'm going, well, gee, they weren't licensed then. Why do we have to be licensed now? Now they're telling us, the TSA, you know, going through our airports, that, well, if you have any books, we have to check out your books. Now, the more suspicious minds are saying that, wait a minute, the reason why they want to see your books is they want to see what you're reading in case you have been, what, radicalized. So my next thought jumped to, what about laptops? Can't you download e-books onto your hard drive and your computer? Well, the next thing they're going to want to know is your password. If it's protected on your laptop, we need to see your laptop. You know,
that's where this is going. I mean, they want total control. I think the entire surveillance community right now, they're selling it to us, and I've said this before to you, but they're selling this to us as they're looking for Al-Qaeda, you know, in your closet, underneath your bed, and all this stuff, and that's why they need to collect all this information. But what they're looking for is people dissenting from what they want to have happen in this country. And that's the entire reason why we have this this entire surveillance community going on right now. They don't care about Al-Qaeda. In fact, they created Al-Qaeda. They want Al-Qaeda. If you're Al-Qaeda, you'll get a free pass in this surveillance network. But if you're just a human being who wants to live his life and you found out how crooked these people are, they want to know who you are, because they want to know what door to knock on to take you out, because they don't want any dissent from anybody who might see through what they're doing.
Well, and it very well could be. The point is that once we go down this slope, it's too steep. You can't get any footing, and you're on a continual downhill slide. And it ain't going to stop.
Well, I'll tell you what, John, you keep up the good work, and, you know, I'm about ready to finish up a job. I'm going to send you a donation. Hopefully, it'll be cash, man. I don't do anything other than cash. I'm going to send you a donation. You guys got to stay on the air, and I'm going to help you out. So you take care of yourself, and I'll call you again later.
Thank you, Andy. Wrap it up in foil.
I will.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. You bet.
You know, I'm looking at this website, Neon Nettle, and that was the author of the Brad Pitt thing. Mike, what? It's not a good site, but I'm looking at it, and somebody had gone through a lot of trouble here, posting a whole lot of stories. Some are legitimate, some are not. We have authors such as Jay Greenberg. Jay Greenberg's all over this thing. At any rate. Well, Brad, if you didn't say it, this is amends for marrying Angelina Jolie. Didn't she sleep with her brother? That was the, you know, when there's little rumors like that that pop out of Hollywood, chances are it's true. Maybe it was only her half-brother. What do you think? Does that make it half all right? Man. Anyhow. So we have a problem here. And the problem is that can anybody explain to me why? Why? They're on a hard push here just because Donald Trump said he was going to repeal and replace. I don't remember Donald saying replace. I heard him say repeal. And then to pander to certain voters or to make himself look less dangerous so he can get into office, maybe that was his motivation. I don't know. I don't live inside of Donald Trump's head. So I cannot say with absolute certainty. The only thing I can do is observe. Pay attention to the words that were spoken and the actions taken, just like anybody else out there. Unless, of course, you're his daughter, Ivanka, or his brother-in-law. I don't know. Or his wife, for that matter. Maybe I can interview Barron one of these days. Okay, kid, give me the inside scoop of what's going on in the White House. you said, Mike, I say they're the one of the sites that post fake stories about true things. So the inference is that that is a fake story on what Brad Pitt actually said? Who knows? Well, if he didn't, he should have. How's that? All right, then. We'll leave it go at that. And thank you for sending this to me. It was an email. And thank you, Otto, via Otto. Said, I don't think Pist really covers it. Alan Simpson, the senator from Wyoming, calls senior citizens the greediest generation as he compared Social Security to a milk cow with 310 million teats. Here's a response and a letter from Patty Myers in Montana. I think she's a little bit ticked off. She also tells it like it is. This is her letter to Mr. Alan Simpson. Hey, Alan, let's get a few things straight. Number one, as a career politician, you have been on the public dole, and tit in parentheses here, for 50 years. Two, I have been paying Social Security taxes for 48 years. Since I was 15 years old, I am now 63. Three, my Social Security payments and those millions of other Americans were safely tucked away in an interest-bearing account for decades until your political pukes decided to raid the account and give our money to a bunch of zero losers in return for votes, thus bankrupting the system and turning Social Security into a Ponzi scheme that would make Bernie Madoff proud. Number four. Recently, just like Lucy and Charlie Brown, you and your ilk pulled the proverbial football away from the millions of American seniors nearing retirement and moved the goalpost for a full retirement from age 65 to age 67. Now you and your shill commission are proposing to move the goalpost yet again. Her fifth point. I and millions of other Americans have been paying into Medicare from day one, and now you morons propose to change the rules of the game. Why? Because you idiots mismanage other parts of the economy to such an extent that you need to steal our money from the Medicare to pay the bills? I like this woman. Number six. I and millions of other Americans have been paying income taxes our entire lives, and now you propose to increase our taxes yet again. Why? Because you incompetent bastards, her words, not mine, spent our money so that you just kept on spending even after you ran out of money. Now you come to your American taxpayers and say you need more to pay off your debt. I'll continue with this on the other side.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, I didn't know 63-year-old women from Wyoming could get this fired up, but this woman's fired up. She said, now you come to the American taxpayers and say you need more to pay off your debt. To add insult to injury, you label us greedy for calling, and she used the term Bull capital S with a hit, to your incompetence. Well, Captain Bull capital S with a hit, I have a few questions for you. How much more money have you received from the American taxpayer during your pathetic 50-year political career? At what age did you retire from your pathetic political career, and how much are you receiving in annual retirement benefits from the American taxpayers? How much do you pay for your government-provided health insurance? What cuts in your retirement and health care benefits are you proposing in your disgusting deficit reduction proposal? Or, as usual, have you exempted yourself and your political cronies? It is you, Captain B, with a capital S hit, and your political co-conspirators called Congress who are the greedy ones. It is you and your fellow nutcase thieves that have bankrupted America, stolen the American dream from millions of loyal, patriotic Americans, and for what? Votes and your job and retirement security at our expense, you lunk-headed leech? That's right, you and yours have bankrupted America for the sole purpose of advancing your pathetic political careers. You know it, we know it, and you know that we know it. And you can take that to the bank, you miserable SOB, and she actually spells it out. P.S. And stop calling Social Security benefits entitlements. What an insult. I've been paying into the Social Security system for 45 years. It's my money. Give it back to me the way the system was designed and stop patting yourself on the back like you're being generous by doing doling out these monthly checks. I want to thank the person that emailed that over to me. Carol Asher. Carol called Mike today and asked if I was in the room. Can you talk? And he goes, well, John's standing right here. So he had to go upstairs to have a conversation with her. What are you planning, Carol? Better not be a surprise birthday party. Frank in North Carolina. Hello, Frank.
Yeah, I was one thing I took away from Larry Nichols, I heard him say in recent years. He said, when you call these politicians representatives, don't show them any respect. Because they don't deserve any. He said that he worked with them. He was right in the thick of it in Washington, D.C. For many years, and he was like the dirty tricks guy, one of the dirtiest ever, probably. And he said these are the most vile people. They, not one of them is deserving of any respect, and you should never treat them with respect.
That's why we did treat them with respect, because at one point in time in this country's history, they were statesmen until they started to rig their own game. And if we remember, what year was that, 1917? What amendment was that? Was it the 17th that we made senators, rather appointed by the states, representing two each to a foreign land, which they considered Washington, D.C. as being, and made that a popularly elected seat?
Well, there may be some exceptions. I think there's typically exceptions to everything. Maybe you might want to give Ron Paul an exception. You might want to give Cynthia McKinney an exception. Dennis Kucinich. There's a hierarchy. I mean, some of them are worse than others, but in the end, I think they all kind of sell out. I remember, you know what, when Kucinich went on Obama's plane and he came out and he was deflated. I mean, I think they all kind of sell out at some point, either because of threats or whatever. But the thing about the Brad Pitt thing, I was really happy to hear that. But then I got to thinking, wait a minute. Everything that is attributed to him having, made in that statement, I believe to be true. But I said, wait a minute. There's two reasons that this can't be true. First of all, if it sounds too good to be true, it is. The name Greenberg, I mean, 99 times out of 100, that's going to be a Jew. And I'm sorry, but I don't.
Yeah, but that's not who wrote the story. I was referring to other stories on the website and said a lot of them are written by Greenberg, but this particular story was not.
Who was it written by?
I don't know. I'd have to click back 14 different times here, and by that time.
Okay, I understand.
I'll be running in.
Someone told me independently that it was written by him.
No.
That was someone else, but maybe not. Maybe
no, it was some woman. I can't remember her name.
Okay. By the way, there's one group that people like to bring up, or Renee likes to. There's only one Renee, by the way, but I think it's Council for Conservative Citizens or whatever. Look who runs that.
Okay, got a break, Frank.
Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
In your eyes, the light, the heat,
your eyes,
I am complete.
In your eyes,
see the doorway,
in your eyes,
the thousand churches,
in your eyes,
the resolution,
in your eyes,
of all the fruitless search. Oh, I see the light and the heat. Oh, I wanna be
what?
That complete. I wanna touch the light, the heat I see in your eyes.
U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley took a page out of Obama's administration's playbook on Monday. And this is what I was referring to on yesterday's program, claiming that the Syrian people no longer want to see President Bashar Assad as their leader. The Syrian president's inevitable response is easy to predict. Now, speaking to reporters on Monday, Haley blasted Assad, stating that the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, his recent comments that the president's status would be decided by the Syrian people did not mean that Washington would see it acceptable for him to participate in future elections. Quoting her, "We don't think the people want Assad anymore, and we don't think he's going to be someone that the people will want to have." Who the hell is this Nikki Haley? She was a never-Trumper before she got picked for the UN ambassadorship. We have no love for Assad. We've made that very clear. We think he has been a hindrance to peace for a long time. He is a war criminal. What he's done to his people is nothing more than disgusting. Whoa. What planet is she living on? Speaking to ABC News a day earlier, the former South Carolina governor turned UN ambassador went further, saying that bringing Assad to justice remains a priority for the United States, and that the U.S. would put pressure on Moscow and Tehran over their stance on Syria. We need to start putting pressure on Russia and Iran, Haley said. We need to get the Iranian influence out of there. We want Russia to know how dangerous it is for Assad to remain in power. To whom, Nikki Haley? My God in heaven. Now, I'm sorry, being secretary to the UN is not a popularly elected post. That woman was put in the UN as an ambassador from the United States to the UN by none other than Donald Trump. Was it a suggestion that she be put on the Trump train? And that Trump didn't do his background on this woman? Or is he too busy? Did he miss it? Or he doesn't care? I don't know which. But this bohemian has sidled right up to the neocons that want to see anybody that gives any grief about us blowing up millions of people in the Middle East give them the old heave-ho. And unlike you in your appointed spot, Nikki Haley, Bashar al-Assad twice was elected recently by his people in Syria with an approval rating by their vote of 86% each time. So where is it that the Syrian people want to see Assad gone, but then he's now a war criminal for what? Because he's president of a sovereign nation? And while we're on the subject of this, Bashar al-Assad did not invite the United States in to Syria. They did invite Russia because Russia knew the fix was in. And Assad had to go. Their list of seven countries that had to be deconstructed and reconstructed in, I don't even know the template. Let's just create more bloodshed. Let's just create more contention. Let's create more death in the Middle East. Also on Monday, Europe's foreign ministers issued a communique which said that while their country's future would be for Syrians to decide, the EU's position remains that there can be no lasting peace in Syria under the current regime. For her part, EU bloc foreign affairs chief Federica Mogherini said it would be impossible and completely unrealistic to return to pre-war status quo after the conflict in which Assad remains president. And do these people understand that the word has gotten out about this? And this is just a rhetorical question. It really doesn't require an answer because the answer to the question is yes. Are the American people waking up to the fact that between Israel and the United States, that they're the ones that want to see Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, ousted, want him gone? And exactly what war crimes did he commit? Gassing? He didn't gas people the first time. And her suggestion was Monday, the reason she put that statement out was to prevent Assad from gassing his people again. I'm not a tyrant. I'm not a murdering, insane person. But I'm entertaining thoughts that when we do get this republic back, that these people be hunted down and to the very least be brought to justice. And how can we do that? How about lying when you're a representative of the United States government and twisting facts and information? And there won't be any defense because if you say you didn't know, what difference does it make? It does make a difference. Because if you were that stupid to be repeating lies and you didn't do your own fact-checking, that makes you just as dangerous, so either way you cut it. The Syrian president has yet to offer an official response to the ambassador. And I would like, this is what I'd like to see. I'd like to see a news conference with Nikki Haley in one chair and Assad in the other. And let's just do mano a mano here. Let's just do a one-on-one. Let me see you, Nikki Haley, accuse the president of Syria of torturing and gassing his own people. I would like to see you do that. But you don't have the guts to do something like that, do you? With Haley seemingly intent on dusting off the old Obama-era Assad-must-go rhetoric, Sputnik News decided to look back on the Syrian president's response to such language from years past to get some indication of his expected response. For example, in an oft-quoted interview for Russian media from September of 2015, Assad emphasized that it would be up to the Syrian people, not any outside power, to decide his fate. As for president, when he comes to power with the people's assent through elections, and if he leaves if the people demand it, not because of the judgment of the United States. The UN Security Council, the Geneva Conference, the Geneva Communique, that's what Assad responded. Not because of UN Security Council, not because the United States says it so. It's what the Syrian people, in their own sovereign country, deciding who is going to be their national president, okay? They don't seem to grasp that situation. In a separate interview for Iranian media a month later, Assad expanded this theme, commenting on widely circulating demands from the EU and U.S. official that he needs to resign. This is what Assad said to that. I would like to be very clear. No foreign officials might decide the future of Syria. The future of Syria's political system or the individuals who should govern Syria, this is the Syrian people's decision. That's why these statements mean nothing to us. Finally, just 2 months ago, speaking to a Belgian media outlet, Assad again reiterated that if the Syrians were to elect a new president, he would step down immediately. The war, he said, has served as a demonstration of the Syrian people's support for his government. And you know that this is where the conflict lies. Assad had invited Russia in to help his Syrian army with defeating the made-up and supported U.S. terrorists that they've sent in there. It's that simple. It is that plain and that simple. In fact, he noted, his government was dependent on popular support not only at the ballot box, but for everyday governance as well, particularly in the current difficult situation. If you don't have public support, you cannot achieve anything in Syria, especially in a war. In a war, what you need, the most important thing, is to have public support in order to restore your country, to restore stability and security. Without that support, you cannot achieve anything. Now, at the same time, as if to counter Haley's claim that he was a hindrance to peace, Assad stressed that achieving peace was about something more than just mere negotiations. How can we stop the flow of terrorists towards Syria or in Syria? How can we stop the support from regional countries like Turkey, the Gulf states, or from Europe like France and the UK, or from the U.S. during the Obama administration? If we deal with that issue, that is where we can talk about the rest, about the political procedures. Now, Trump's election era promises to prioritize fighting the terrorist. What we've been asking for during the last 6 years, Assad said, Damascus was now waiting to see the practical implications of these promises. In other words, even if he doesn't end up commenting directly on Ambassador Haley's recent remarks, Assad has already made it clear in interviews going back many years that he's been responding to politicians like her while she was still serving as governor of South Carolina. You know, in the world today, everything is up for grabs and interpretation. You know, water can be no longer wet. Water can just be, well, a little dampness. Right? Why not? That's what they're doing. And there seems to be two camps operating simultaneously in the White House. There seems to be two camps on either side of the aisle. Well, one camp on one side of the aisle, at least. In Washington. And evidently, none of these statists have figured out that after millions dead, trillions spent, we're really not getting anywhere. Oh, and by the way, the situation has actually gotten worse because now the respective governments that are over there right now are in total chaos. And more people continue to die, only this time not by our hands directly, but by the hands of the people that they allowed in. Whoops. I guess that still makes you just as culpable. You know, folks, I never thought that I would see myself and I'd get to a point. So I guess in its rudimentary form, I guess I am anti-government. Actually, I love my country. It's my government I fear. And it is out of control. And it's no longer serving the people. So let's jump in the Wayback Machine of what some of the founders said about, well, you know, if you ever lose control of the country, you know, we drew up this Constitution. We put a Bill of Rights in there. Yeah, there's a lot of haggling and yeah, it wasn't perfect, but you know, that's the best we can come up with. Well, they knew what they created, and they knew it was in danger of collapse, even as they were creating it. And they had made many references, many of the founders did, in their public and private writings, their communiques with friends and other statesmen of the day, that if this government ceases serving the American people, and that meant under the Constitution, that if this government ever goes rogue, and they have, it is not just only our duty, it's our obligation to set aside that government and start it anew. Now, I'm real happy that they went in there and redid the White House. Man, I'm just so happy that they're going to save this thing from falling down. You know, in the revised republic, what I'd like to see is all the Masonic crap gone, the reflecting pools, the big phallic symbol they call the Washington Memorial. I'd like to see all that crap gone, and maybe it will be in the future. But for right now, I would settle with not draining the swamp. How about expulsion of everybody that holds a seat in Washington, D.C., that calls themselves Congress, that calls themselves the Senate? And that the people that would be running for those seats would be swearing strict adherence, not the interpretations or just the absolute refusal to see the constitutional principles and bills and laws that they pass. Do that, color outside the lines, and before you get yourself too much in deep water, we have to tar and feather you and then light the feathers, you would be invited to leave. Go, and go you must. We're going to be fighting a couple of different battles, folks. Our own uninformed, brain-dead people that wouldn't know a constitution from a roll of toilet paper. Politically, we'll be battling those people. I'm not worried about battling them on a battlefield because they don't have guns. And what threat are they going to be? They're going to keep running to the nanny state going, oh, we're under threat. Please protect us. When you didn't realize that your protection as an individual had already been spelled out. And in days gone by, that the politicians were smart enough to leave well enough alone. Well, not so anymore. Let's take the break. I've run out of words. I'm doing a countdown here. 4 hours and 9 minutes to D-Day. Or is that Memorial Day? No, that's the Remembrance Day. That's right.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And of course, the foreign minister from Russia, Sergei Lavrov, you'll never see this on Let's Go to War with Russia meme. Lavrov has accused the U.S.-led anti-terrorist coalition of being reluctant to bomb positions of al-Nusra Front in Syria and has urged them to ditch double standards for the sake of an uncompromising fight against terrorism. There is a strong impression based on our fight with terrorism in Syria that the so-called al-Nusra Front, or whatever it's called now, is every time spared by the coalition forces headed by the United States and its allies. Now, he said this speaking in a press conference in Moscow. Now, you see, obviously, why they couldn't do this story on this man. Because that would raise the question as, what the hell did he just say? What does he mean by that? Foreign minister went on to say that new evidence has emerged in the past few days indicating that the U.S.-led international forces continue to take heat off the former al-Qaeda offshoot in Syria, slamming what appears to be reluctance by the coalition to target the terrorist group as an extremely dangerous game, Lavrov called the U.S.-led forces to set aside all double standards and any ulterior thoughts in favor of uncompromising fight against terrorism. In a recent phone conversation held between Lavrov and his U.S. counterpart, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, at the latter's initiative, that meaning Rex Tillerson called him, the Russian official emphasized the importance of preventing provocations against the Syrian armed forces battling terrorists and urged the U.S. to step up its fight against jihadists in Syria. In other words, quit supporting them and start killing them. Now, Moscow has been increasingly critical of Washington's conduct in Syria since the U.S. bombed the Sharat air base in response to an alleged chemical attack in Syria's Idlib province. Now, during talks between Lavrov and Tillerson in Moscow, the Russian foreign minister said that they had agreed that a highly provocative incident similar to the U.S. airstrike should not happen again. However, on June 18th, the Syrian Su-22 warplane was shot down over Raqqa province in an attack by a U.S.-led coalition. The incident was labeled by Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov as an act of aggression and actually helped the terrorists the U.S. is fighting, or supposedly. Now, while Washington argued it had downed the jet because it was dropping bombs on a U.S. allied militia fighting Islamic State, ISIS, formerly ISIS or ISIL, Damascus dismissed the allegations, saying that the plane was in effect in the middle of an operation against ISIS militants. Yeah. Last week, Lavrov said that Moscow had not yet received from Washington a detailed explanation on why it targeted the Syrian military jet. But again, you see the narrative once again shifted. Okay, well, we couldn't make this turd in a punch bowl float, so let's shift it from Trump and let's blame it on Obama. Yeah. I can blame a lot of stuff on Obama. But Obama supposedly is not president of the United States anymore. Donald Trump is. And this duality that I see, he better clear his mind. He better clear his head. And don't tell me again about cleaning the swamp or draining the swamp or anything about the swamp. Because you're hip deep in the crap. You're soon going to be over your head in the crap. All right. That'll do it for us today. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. And folks, we are doing a pledge drive for the network, maybe for the B-Day. Maybe that's a motivation for people. Pledge to the network. We've got roughly 18,000 toward our $34,000 goal. And I don't want to spend another 30 days doing it because that will put us exactly even after the third month of this donation drive. Folks, I'm not getting any younger. Captain Stad here has been at the helm for a long time. Arms are getting a little tired steering it, trying to keep it on a straight course. Help us. Call into the network. Do it today. Do it right now. 800-724-2719. Make a donation. Or go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Please hit the donate button. Make the donation. You'll only regret it. It'll only hurt for a little while until your next hearing of the next program on this network.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.